Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good morning. You are listening to the Roundtable here on Empire Radio. I'm your host, Chrissy J, and my guest this morning is Linda Spiegel.
Hi, Chrissy. How are you?
I'm doing well, Linda. How are you?
Couldn't be better. Thanks.
Good, good. For all of my listeners, Linda is the founder and owner of Rising Star Resumes. So, Linda, can you tell us a little bit more about who you are and what you do?
Sure. I spent 15 years as a senior vice president of global human resources, and that gave me the background to understand what employers are looking for in resumes and, you know, just in terms of the job search, how they're sourcing candidates. So I started Rising Star Resumes to help people using my experience recruiting and hiring so they get a jump start on their job search.
So what would you say is one of the larger problems that you face when people come to you for assistance?
Well, people don't understand what a resume is supposed to do. People mm-hmm. think resumes are a sort of autobiography of their work life, and it should say everything they did. So they tend to be more functional, function-oriented than they are value proposition-oriented. So what people need to understand is that their resume is a marketing tool. It's mm-hmm. not a job application. You don't need every piece of granular detail. You need to sell the recruiter or the employer on wanting to bring you in for an interview and get a closer, you know, read on who you are.
Mm-hmm. So those people who put everything on their resume because, well, this job shows that I can handle paperwork and this job shows that I'm good at multitasking, that's not a good thing to do, correct?
It's not a good thing to do. And the other thing that's really wise to avoid is just saying things about yourself that are completely that someone reading it can't substantiate. So if I had a nickel for every resume I saw that said, I'm results-driven, or I'm a team player, or I'm an excellent communicator, I'd be wealthy. You know, what does that mean? It doesn't mm-hmm. mean anything. So what I have my clients do is curate a list of at least 5 to 10 very specific things they've done that demonstrate their skills instead of just saying it.
Show me, don't tell me, you know.
Exactly, exactly. Because anybody could say anything about his or herself. I could tell you and your audience that I'm the best resume writer in New York State. And, you know, how am I going to back that up? But if I say 80% of my clients get interviews within a month of working with me, that's something you can measure.
That shows results. That shows, exactly. Like you said, that's qualitative evidence.
Qualifying is really important, and a lot of people who are not necessarily in managerial positions say to me, well, I don't know how to, I can't qualify what I do. But you can maybe they can't quantify it, but they can qualify it. Mm-hmm. So you can give an instance of, instead of saying I'm a team player, you can show how you achieved consensus with something. You can always make yourself unique and differentiate yourself if you work with someone who knows how to bring it out of you. And most of us are just too self-effacing to do that.
Mm-hmm. And then there are those who are going to rely on the fact that they are getting the interview to be able to explain how they're a team player, they can multitask, they're results-driven, or they're just loading up their resume with buzzwords that they feel are going to get them an interview because whoever's reviewing it is just scanning it looking for keywords.
Well, you know, it's important to have a certain skill set in there. Mm-hmm. But there are also hackneyed phrases like results-driven. And what I always tell people is really an employer is looking for someone who is results-driven for this position. I thought they were looking for someone who was failure-driven. You know, I'm looking for a team player. I really prefer to hire people who don't get along with others. Yeah. I mean, these are obvious things.
I want an argumentative, belligerent person who's going to run my company into the ground.
Exactly.
That's a posting you're not going to see very often on ZipRecruiter, you know?
Exactly. And here's another thing, and I see it mostly with younger people or who are getting really poor advice from their college career center. start out your resume with an objective.
Yes.
And that is, without a doubt, the silliest thing. It's not the stupidest piece of advice, but it's just plain silly. Because the employer knows what your objective is. It's to get a job.
Yeah, my objective is to be hired, you know.
Exactly. And what your concern should be is the employer's objective. And the employer's objective is to find the perfect candidate. So what your resume has to go right out and say is, here's why I am the perfect candidate for you. And you don't say it in those words. You simply create a value proposition based on what the kind of positions you're looking for, the kinds of employers you're looking to be hired for, what they want. You kind of have to say, you know, just to quote Aretha, what you want, baby, I got it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. And I must say, I do agree with you on the objective. I went back to college later in life, and I remember getting contacted from their career services, and she's like, well, let me see your resume. I was like, all right. So I emailed her a copy of my resume, and she's like, oh, this is all wrong. And I'm thinking, I have been working and getting hired. Like, I'm not to like toot my own horn here, but I have definitely turned down more job offers than I've accepted. Uh-huh. And she's sitting there telling me my resume isn't very strong. You don't even have an objective on here. And I'm like, since when do I need that? You know, to me, that's kind of self-explanatory.
Not only don't need it, but it's kind of, if you think about it, it's really insulting to the person reading your resume, because, you know, when that person hires you and you become a colleague, of course they're going to care about your personal, you know, wants and career goals. But right now you're a candidate for a job. They don't care about your objective. You're interested solely right now as an answer to a problem.
Exactly.
And that's how you have to look at it. But here's another thing, and you brought up a very important point. Everybody gives advice about resumes and job search. Consider the source.
Mm-hmm.
You went to a college career center, and without slamming these people, my question would be, how many people have they ever hired?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, I've hired literally thousands of people, and I found this was very funny once. Anyone who's been unemployed and has had to go to that mandatory little lecture at unemployment, you know, on how to do a job search, you're listening to advice from people who in their entire lives have never hired anybody, and mm-hmm. they're giving horrible advice for how to conduct a job search. So consider the source. And just remember another thing. I am one of many resume writers, and there are more than one approach that works. People are different. So mm-hmm. an approach that works for most of my clients might not work for a particular employer. So what I would recommend the audience do is find a professional to work with whose approach resonates with your own. It's all about authenticity. I do things differently than other resume writers, but their clients get interviews.
Mm-hmm.
So my approach works, but other approaches work as well. Find someone whose concept and whose authenticity resonates with yours.
Sound advice. Thank you so much, Linda, for taking the time out of your day to be a guest here on the Roundtable. For my listeners, please make sure to visit her website, www.risingstarresumes.net. Again, that's risingstarresumes.net. Linda, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Roundtable.
It was my pleasure. You have a great day.
Thank you. You as well. For all my Bye-bye. Listeners, we'll be back right after this.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.